Hello, my name is Jeremiah Chandra, and today I'm going to share with you my salvation story. I guess my connection here is Bruin Chandran, so that's my familial culture. We grew up into a strong Christian household. My parents are in the back. Growing up, I did all these Christian things before I was actually Christian. I was brought into a Christian family, attending church every Sunday. I had Christian influences with private school and friends in my life. I even served in the church on a very regular basis. Even with all of this, I never had a personal relationship with God. Only knew of him and what he'd done for me. I was living for God on Sundays and going to Bible studies, but didn't take that into the rest of my week and daily life. I thought as long as I did all these Christian things, I'd be okay. I'll get a little pat on the back from God and all is well. I had religion, but didn't understand relationship. Number four, for all this as a child, I really thought life was all sunshine and rainbows. Never overthinking, never stressing. That childlike innocence I took for granted. I think a lot of people, including my parents, knew me as a very energetic lad and someone who was actually pretty social. Up until 11 years old, I kept that same energy for a while, very social, very vibrant kid. I had lots of friends and was very close to family, even with a family from India as well. I'd actually visit India every single summer for the entire break. I always remember having so much fun back then because of how close the family was. It felt like nothing could ever take those happy moments away. But I didn't realize how quickly that could be taken away. I had my first really just bad event as a child. I lost my grandpa, someone I loved very dearly to a terribly slow liver cancer. I vividly remember hearing his heavy breathing and seeing him cough up blood because of how bad his condition was. Had to see him suffer, and there was nothing I could do about it but pray. So I would pray and pray that God would help him in hopes that he would come out okay in this. However, he didn't. Someone who pointed me to God had just left me. But I was just a kid. I was a kid who couldn't manage his emotions. I was left feeling angry and confused towards God as to why he had taken someone away I loved so much. I didn't let anyone in my life know how I felt. Those summers we used to go to India stopped and everything changed. I didn't feel happy anymore. I fell into depression and became very unsocial. I kept this just fake mask on, ended up going to a different school and making some not so great friends as influences. I started being drawn by the world as I listened to them and their lies. One of these worldly desires was people pleasing, so I go along with whatever anyone said. At this stage of my life, I struggled with internet purity at the age of 13, which I would use to numb this grief and pain I was feeling. It got so addicting that I would watch it every day. My friends at school would actually encourage it, which gave me reason to do it more. And being part of religion in a Christian family, I knew this was wrong. I confessed my sins and asked for forgiveness from God, promising I would never do it again. I didn't want anyone else to know. You can imagine these were very empty promises, so I hid this from everyone I knew out of shame. The guilt and shame only got worse over the years as I kept going back to it for satisfaction. I would cry myself to sleep at night, feeling the weight of guilt and shame, as well as the loss of my grandpa. I remember this developed suicidal thoughts over time for me. They progressively got much worse, which led to me taking some serious actions. One night during my junior year of high school, I was home alone, and my suicidal thoughts got even more intense. I ended up going to the kitchen, no one home, and grabbed a knife so I could take my life. I was scared, but I knew I wanted to die. But a thought rushed in my head as I was about to do this. Where will I go after I die? Then I told myself, Jeremiah, you are going to hell. So I didn't go through with it. I wasn't assured of salvation. The cycle of guilt, shame, and pain continued into college. I was even worse off my first year in college because I was so lonely. My parents noticed this and had enough of me moping around and convinced me to join this Christian ministry on campus called Saltworks. So I gave it a chance. very, very reluctantly. my honest first impression is I thought they were weirdly happy nerds. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. At first, I kept to myself. And didn't say too much, trying to act Christian, but nothing changed. I was still the exact same way. A couple months in, though, Joshua Kadir asked me what my relationship with God is like. This really just catches me off guard because I don't know what to say. Up until this point, I thought that doing all this religious stuff was enough to be Christian, but I didn't want to give some wrong answers, so I had to make up stuff and kind of circle the question without giving a direct answer. Sorry, Joshy. 1 month go by, still nothing changes, but then out of nowhere, when he still had hair on his head, Josh Epps really starts asking me these deep questions about a relationship with God, and I have no real answer. Not being straightforward this time either. At first, I was so annoyed with all these questions, like, when would Josh Epps stop asking me all these stupid questions? And then he actually just poked so many questions, I just gave up and finally told him about this addiction I was struggling with. But instead of putting me down, he lifted me up. In a moment where I thought I would be met with judgment, I was met with love. I felt the love of God in that moment. All this time, I was bottling up and letting my shame control me. At that moment, this burden was lifted off my heart, and I got pretty emotional. Jeps knows. It was 12 a.m. I was tired, but I was alive and free. I declared Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior that night on November 15, 2025, and I've been His ever since. My shame no longer has power over me anymore. This good shame of feeling sorrowful that led to repentance led me into His arms. I was thinking of a verse to say for today to describe like how I felt in this change in my heart. So I feel like God put this on my heart. Romans 8:1-2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin, and of death, I am no longer condemned by my past and the weight of my sin because of Jesus. And now, close to almost 8 months later since being saved, the Lord has changed my life drastically. I'm now over 100 days free from this sin I struggled so hard with. I've been blessed with ministry opportunities in SOLIDWORKS to join leadership as well as doing STEP right now, which has really helped me see the Lord's goodness and draw me closer to Him. I don't live for myself anymore. I live for the one who saved me, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Thank you.